Today we'd like to see the title of I Will Not Turn Away the Punishment in Amos chapter 1 and chapter 2. To the souls on this online world through podcast or YouTube channel, on earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Question 1, in chapter 1, verse 1, the words of Amos, who was among the ship breeders of Tekoa, which is so concerning Israel, in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. What does it mean in the scripture? And how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2, in chapter 2 and 1. There says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Moab, and for 4, I will not turn away its punishments, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom to lime. What does it mean in the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? Question 3, in chapter 2, 6, there says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Israel, and for 4, I will turn away its punishment, because they shall the righteous for silver and the poor for a pair of sandals. What does it mean in the context, and what can you learn from here? Amos, from 780 to 740 before Christ, delivered God's judgment mainly to Israel, the northern kingdom, for disobeying God and their idolatry during the reign of Jeroboam the second, from 780 to 753 before Christ. Thereafter, Israel was defeated and conquered by Assyria in 722 before Christ. In the contemporary age, Jonah to Nineveh, Hosea to North Israel, and Isaiah to southern Judah were prophesied. She detached the chronicle order for profit for the church. Chapter 1, verse 1, the words of Amos, who was among the herdmen of Tekoa, which is so concerning Israel, in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. God called Amos the herdman or shepherd for the prophecy, showing God's calling matters, whatever your occupation is. Like Paul, the tent maker or Barnabas, God's calling depends upon God's glory, applicable written word of God, given talents, and open door or a given situation. So cross reference right there. His hometown was Tekoa, in about 10 miles or 16 kilometers south of Jerusalem to Bethlehem. The women of Tekoa had reconciled David and Absalom under Joab's instruction. Then Uzziah and Azariah became the ninth king of Judah from the death of his father Amaziah, while Jeroboam II, the 13th king of Israel, reigned after Joash's death. It was 2 years before the earthquake, also stated by Zechariah, the latter, the prophet. So, all the scripture, the infallible divine written words, can be proved with scientific or archaeological evidence. So, cross-reference right there. Verse 2, and he said, the Lord roars from Zion, and utters his voice from Jerusalem, and the pastures of shepherds mourn, and the top of Carmel withers. The Lord chose the Israelites as God's people for his glory, although Israelites had not deserved anything for this. So our God roars from Zion, utters his voice from Jerusalem, in Judea, the southern kingdom. The prophecy of a glorious day from Zion shows the Lord Jesus' line of tribal of Judah is coming quickly. His kingdom may come on earth. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. God often describes as a shepherd and his people as a sheep. God as a shepherd provides a pasture, shelter, strength to his sheep. But here, God like a roaring lion is ready to devour those who disobey God. Carmel in Israel was being dried up by a drought from the fertile field. Then in Israel, they were materially prosperous, but the spiritual corrupted. The pastures or his sheep was mourning or trembling. About 30 years later, Israel was carried away as a captive by Assyria in 722 before Christ. Verse 3 to 5. This says the Lord, for three transgressions of Damascus and for four, I will not turn away his punishment because they have thrashed Gilead with the implements of iron. But I will send a fire into the house of Hazael, which shall devour the palaces of Ben-Hadad. I will also break the gate bar of Damascus and cut off the inhabitant from the valley of Aven, and the one who holds the scepter from Beth Eden, the people Syria shall go captive to Kir, says the Lord. Three transgressions means the repeated, such as three times disobedience of God. Damascus was the capital city of Syria. Syria was one of Israel's enemies attacking Gilead, the Israel the city. Later, Damascus was conquered by Assyria, his instruments. After the death of Hazael, the king of Syria, Ben-Hadad became the king of Syria. Later, Syrians were punished by being carried away as captives by Assyria to Kir city. So that all cross-reference right there. Verses 6 to 8. This says the Lord, for three transgressions of Gaza and for four, I will not turn away its punishment because they took captive the whole captivity to deliver them up to Edom. I will send a fire upon the wall of Gaza, which shall devour its palaces. I will cut off the inhabitant from Ashdod and the one who holds the scepter from Ashkelon. I will turn my hand against Ekron, and said the remnant of the Philistines shall perish, said the Lord of God. Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkan, Ekron, and Gath were five major cities of Philistia, who was one of Israel's enemies. Saul and his soldiers were dead during the battle with Philistines on Mount Gilboa. So the nation will be punished through Assyria, his instrument. Here, Gaza, today the battle place with Israel, Ashkelon and Ekron were stated, and Edom descended from Isaac's first twin son. Esau was one of the enemies of Israel, descended from the second twin son Jacob. Edom will be punished by Babylon, his instruments. So also, cross-reference right there. Nine to 10. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Tyre, for the four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they delivered up whole captivity to Edom, and did not remember the covenant of a brotherhood. But I will send a fire, the wall of Tyre, which shall devour its palaces. Tyre and Sidon were two major cities in Phoenicia. Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants and material to build the temple of God to Solomon, but they delivered the Jew captivity to Edom. And the pride of Tyre caused God's punishment through Assyria, Babylon, Greece, severely, especially Alexander the Great. 11 up to 12. Thus said the Lord, for three transgressions of Edom, and for four I will not turn away his punishment, because he pursued his brother with the sword and cast off all pity, his anger toward perpetually. But I will send a fire upon Tema, which shall devour the palaces of Bozrah. Edom descended from Esau, was a formidable enemy of Israel. Edom was violent against Israel. Teman was one of the major cities of Edom. Its palaces too shall be destroyed by Babylon later. Obadiah is a cross reference. Verse 13. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of people Ammon, and for four I will not turn away its punishment, because they reaped upon the woman with child in Gilead. Ammon descended from incest relationship between Lot and his second daughter, was one of Israel's enemy. Moab was descended from his first daughter. So God will God will take care of you through Babylon. So let us through Babylon. Chapter 2, verses 1, 2, 3, judgment against Edom and Moab. Thus said the Lord, for three transgressions of Moab, and for four, I will not turn away to punish, because he burned the bones of a king of Edom to lime. But I will send a fire upon Moab, and shall devour the palaces of Calvary. Moab shall die with tumults, with shouting and trumpet sounds. I will cut off the judge from its midst, and slay all its princes with him, says the Lord. Verse 1. Moab was descended from Lot, the first story, see chapter 1, verse 13 above here. Moab was one of Israel's enemies. The king of Moab, Balak, tempted Balaam, prophesied against Israel with bribes. But Balak delivered the Lord's word of blessings to Israel. Nevertheless, some of the Israelites were tempted to commit harlotry with the women of Moab. Moab was a great indignation against Israel. Moab will be punished by Babylon, his instruments. The cross reference right here, 4 to 5, the judgment against Judah. Thus said the Lord, for three transgressions of Judah, and for four I will turn away its punishment, because they have despised the law of the Lord, and have not kept his commandments. Their lies lead them astray, lies which their fathers follows, but I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem. Isaiah began his ministry around the death of Uzziah. After Uzziah or Azariah, Jotham became the king of Judah, but after Uzziah, Judah was gradually going down through the successive kings. Ultimately, they had forsaken, completed the law of the Lord. They are not obeying the law of the Lord. That's bad. But when they despise the law of God, worshiping other gods, that's worse. So this one, they follow the lie, you know, kind is called misleading. Then 6 to 16, judgment against Israel. This says the Lord, for the transgression of Israel, for I will not turn away its punishment, because they shall the righteous for silver, and the poor for a pair of sandals. They pant after the dust of the earth, which is on the head of the poor, and pervert the ways of the humble. A man and his father go into the same goal to defile my holy name. During Jeroboam II, Israel was the zenith of material prosperity, but was spiritually corrupted. Our God has a special heart to the least souls, such as a widow, fatherless, the alien, and the poor. Here, the rich or the rulers had oppressed the righteous, the one who lives by faith, for silver, and the poor for a pair of sandals, taking advantage from them. They perverted the humble way before God and defamed God's name. Verse 9, yet it was I who destroyed the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of cedars, and he was as strong as the oak, yet I destroyed his fruit of barb and his roots beneath. As the Amorite giant, like the descendants of Anak, had been destroyed by God, Israel was also being defeated by Assyria in 72 after this prophecy. Then 11 after 12, I raise up some of your sons as a prophet and some of your young men as a Nazarite. Isn't it not so? Or your children of Israel, says the Lord. But you gave a Nazarite the wine to drink and commanded the prophet, saying, do not prophesy. According to Mosaic law, Nazarite took a vow of service to God, abstaining from wine and from cutting their hair. But Israel tempted them to breach the vow. Also Israel tempted the prophet not to prophesy according to God's direction. So that way, 13, behold, I am weighed down by you as a cart full of sheaves is weighed down. Therefore, far flight shall perish from the ship. The strong shall not strengthen his power, nor shall the mighty deliver himself. He shall not stand who handled the bow. The sweep of pool shall not escape, nor shall he who rides a horse deliver himself. The most courageous man of might shall flee naked in that day, says the Lord. God weighs each conduct fairly, equally, and impartially. It's shown that the non-fidgets not to obey God is bad, but the misfidgets to stumble God's ministers from their duties or to God is worse. The sin from ignorance of the law of God is bad, but the sin from knowledge of the Lord of God is worse. Israel was both, like each was case. The cross reference right there. Verse 16, Amos prophesied against Israel, was fulfilled 20 years later. In that day, Assyria invaded them. So we covered all three questions. So you may see here attached the Quranic order prophet for the search. That's just helpful, you know, to big picture. So chronological, that is helpful. So you may keep on prayer. Is Iran, you know, the very hot. Also Thanksgiving, the season we share, you know, the lovely lunch boxes. Last one, keep on prayer for Latin America. Happy Thanksgiving to all.